Simen Reich Mem Beis. This is in the middle of the Sif, Tan Omen Beis. Mitakonas Ezra, Shimechubosim, Shimechapsim, Begodim, Bachmishi, Beshabos, Mitnei Kvoida Shabbos. There was a takone from Ezra Sefer that one should wash clothing b'chamishi b'shabbos on Thursday mitnei kvoid Shabbos. So let us see the Mishneh Berurah. So there are two nekudas here. Number one, haynu kideishi levonim l'shabbos. This is a takone that one should have clean begodim, laundered begodim, washed begodim. That's number one. So that's mitakonis as reshi mechapsim begodim b'chamishi b'shabbos, and this is speaking about undergarments and shirts that they should be laundered freshly l'kovid Shabbos. Number two, but it says there was a zman that when one should do this, that this should be done b'chamishi b'shabbos. It should be done on Thursday. Avoloi be'erev Shabbos. Shabbos is not the proper time to wash the clothing. Why? Kedei shiyu pnuyim leisasek b'tzolchei Shabbos. Kibbutz begodim, bizman chazal befrat, was a process that took a long time. It involved a large tiche. So memele, so the takona was that this should be taken care of Thursday, that on Friday one should have time to take care of Tzolchei Shabbos. We'll come back to this. Olafize Tzolich Lizoyer, Shleilelech Becholok Echot Kamo Shabbosis. That one should not wear the same shirt a few Shabbosis. He brings down over here the Chazanish was Machmer. You have a Yontiv and Shabbos, Shabbos and Yontiv, that he should change his shirt each day. There should be a Bezundere Din, that one should wear a laundered shirt, Lekovit Shabbos, Lekovit Yontiv, Kedei Shelo Ilaver Al Takonis Ezra. Now, he brings down over here, there are Chilukei Deis Bismaneinu. If a person has a washing machine, so that alone is not sufficient, because one has to dry the clothing on the line, which is also a tirche. So therefore it is not l'chatchila, one should not do this Erev Shabbos. If one has a washer and a dryer, so then he brings down this amachlekes from achreinim. If one is permitted to push this off for Erev Shabbos, because it's not too much of a tir, he just put it into the washer, then into the dryer. So others say this is mutter, and others say that the takana was that the kvise should be taken care of Thursday. That was the takana salachatchile. One should do this on Thursday. If one didn't do this on Thursday, it has to be done on Friday. It should be done on Friday. He has small children. He has to do it on Friday. It should be done on Friday. But lachatchile, if one can be misada themselves to take care of the laundry on Thursday, that was... This is ideal. This was Takonis Ezra. It's very interesting. There's a Shaila. What's with Thursday night? Thursday night, is that called Takonis Ezra? I'm washing on Thursday. No, Thursday night is Friday already. So he brings down over here from Pinchas Scheinberg. Pinchas Scheinberg wants to say there's a chilek between a Thursday night of the summer or a Thursday night of the winter. A Thursday night in the winter, so the Tzolchei Shabbos, you have to start doing it Thursday night. The Tzolchei Shabbos, the cooking, the baking, etc. So Memele, because Friday is a very short Friday, so Memele, a Thursday night in the winter, one should, that's not Takona says, you have to make sure to wash the clothing by day, Thursday by day. Le'idach Kise, a Thursday night in the summer, so you have a whole Friday to take care of the Tzolchei Shabbos, the baking and the cooking, you have a long Friday. So Pinchas Scheinberg holds, then you're allowed to wash on Thursday night. I wanted to bring a shtickel raya that Rabbi Yankiv Zechayin Levracha also held like this, because there's a big tumult when the Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday. So it's a big tumult if you're allowed to wash clothing Thursday night. If you're not allowed to wash clothing Thursday night, you have to push it to Friday morning. It's a whole tumult because it's my Tzoy Tisha B'Av. So Nemes Liyakiv, Rabbi Yankiv says, well, this Takana says it. The Takana says is to wash on Thursday. Say, oh, Meikar Adin, it's mutter to wash on Thursday night, Meitzoy Tisha B'Av. It's Kan Shoyal Aven, this is not Takana says, this is Thursday night, this is Friday already. But according to Rabbi Pinchas Scheinberg, it's very good, this is in the summer. So in the summer, the Thursday night still is considered part of the Thursday because you have a big Friday to take care of the cooking. Now let us see further in the Ramah. Noigim lolush kedei shir chala babayis lasis bem lechomim lifzoya aleim b'shabbos v'yontev. There's a minik to bake chalas babayis, to have chalas, to have chalas to be beitzeya for Shabbos v'yontev. V'hu mikvoid Shabbos v'yontev ve'en l'shabbos. And one should do this. Now the Gemara said two nekudas, lolush and kedei shi'achala. He's saying the amount that you should bake is kedei shi'achala. They should be able to be mafresh chala. So the Mishnah Berurah says if gotten vav, haynu milvad shalisha va'afiyo hu michlal kvoid Shabbos v'yontev. This is Zicha, Kovit Shabbos v'yontev, you have fresh challahs. Gemayshe Messiah l'besoif. Oid yesh bozetam. If you bake a sheer challah, k'dei l'kayim mitzvahs challah. That the Isha who's baking the challah should be mekayim the mitzvah b'afroshes challah, Erev Shabbos. Why? Lefi she'ibdo es Adam harishon shehoya chalosoi shaloyla. Adam harishon was considered the chala, the shlemus of the world. He was taken from the offal, and he was the chalosoi shaloyla. Shenivra be'erev Shabbos, and Chave went and was ma'abid, this Adam, she was ma'abid chalosei shaloylom. So therefore, there's a tikkun that if she's mafresh chalem, so that is a tikkun of that chet. So therefore, there's an inyan to bake chalas erev Shabbos, and in the zman ha'kilkul to be misaken with the mitzvah of afroshes chalem. So they bring down for Amnissen Karelitz that this is if you bake Friday by day. To bake Thursday night, that's not the tikkun of the chet of Chave. Her chet was Yom Vav, not Leil Vav. So there's an inyan. So if one wants to be mahader in these inyanim, the inyan is if one bakes Erev Shabbos. A person who eats pas paltel, that means pas that was baked by in a goyish bakery, I'm not speaking about choshes of kashrus, there's a hersha, but it's pas paltel, mikomokim b'shabbos v'yontev nochem li'zoyu shlei lechel ki mi pas Yisrael. One should eat pas Yisrael Shabbos. Mnei kvoi ha-shabbos v'yontev. Uposhet, that's a hiddo. De'im hu ono she'en lei al-mal le-kadish kim al-pasha le'ni Yehudim. K'may she'motzui lan she'chai le'ivrim. A soldier finds himself in the army and he doesn't have an alternative. Is yochel le-kadish olav izik. K'may kiddish anin. Also, this is only anochein li-zoyel. There's a bir halacha here. Vuhu mikovit Shabbos to bake challis in the house erev Shabbos. He says so. The bir halacha says there's a remez in the pasuk voye beyemashishi vechinu es hashayeviu eisa shetayfu eifu. That it seems from the pasuk it seems as an inyan erev Shabbos to bake challis. Bizmana Gemara, the meaning was also that way. Then he says, "Babin Hussein al Rabin Yischilu Eizen Noshim LaHashpis Aminig Ezevel Loikrim In Oife." This meaning started dwindling. They buy from the baker. V'Lav Shapirovdi. So he brings down from the Achreinim that the Bizman of the Mishnah Brura. When you went to a bakery, they did not have challis. They had normal bread. The bread that they sold the whole week, they sold for Shabbos also. So therefore, the Mishnah Brura tainted that it's missing in covered Shabbos. You're not getting Shabbos to get challis. But he says if Bizmaneinu that you can buy Shabbos to get challis, and he brings some Rabbi Yashiv that between you and me, the husband likes the baker's challis more than his wife's challis. He has to be tactful about it. I'll kapon him. So then there's no shayla about it. There's only Shabbos you can buy from the baker because of God. Okay, let's go a little further. Yesh kosvu shebemikzas mekoymes nagu lechel mulyos mulyoso. Shekeirim pashtida b'leil Shabbos zeichel lemon shayim mechusa lemaylo lemato l'reisi lochesh lozeh. So the Ramah brings down there was a minik to eat a machol that was covered with dough on the top and on the bottom like a knish, and any machol that you have a filling inside and it's covered with dough milamaylo lemato, there's such a minik. The kugel, I don't know, the kugel won't help the situation unless you have a kugel that's no, here he means there's something taken that was something like a knish. That was such a minute. The Ramah says he didn't see that people are noig like this. So let us see the Mishnah Brurim, Shayim Bachusal Maila Lamato Betal. So this is a Zeichel Lamon. That the mon was also covered. Avzem b'chuse haboso bein dape hoise, that there was a filling of meat and there was a covering of dough. V'loy reise umbimkaymay seinu aminig laochlam. By us, the meaning is we do eat such a machol. There's a very interesting biraloch over here. The biraloch is moira. The reason why we eat this machol is the zeichel amon. Of all things, the mon did not fall on Shabbos, so what's the zeichel amon? What's the inyan? To eat it leil Shabbos. So he brings down from the Teiras Chaim, that the Teiras Chaim said something very interesting, that the Shabbos bereishis, that we were Mekayim, Einik Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos, this is a dugmet, the Shabbos Shalosid Lovoy. Shabbos Shalosid Lovoy, there'll be an Achilles Levyoson, there'll be a Sheir Abo, there'll be Yein Hamishuma Banovov, there'll be wine, there'll be meat, there'll be fish, that's going to be the Sude Laosid Lovoy. So Memele, these macholim we eat in Shabbos, we're preparing ourselves that this is a dugme from the Shabbos Losed Lovoy. So the Shabbos Losed Lovoy, there'll be mon also. he brings down Shayeshoichim came on the tzaddikim lost in love. So this is not connected the man that fell in the midbar. This is the man that will be in the Sudas lost in love. So Mamela, that's the Indian of this minig. Now let's start to some in Reish Mem Gimel. Before we see Reish Mem Gimel, the Mishnah Brura gives the Hakdome. So let's first learn the Hakdome. Loi Yaskil, zot the Mishnah Brura, da sheshloishe chilukim yesh. There are three different types of schiros. To, if a person possesses a field, he possesses a bathhouse, a melchitz, there are three different oifanim of renting out this melchitz, this field. And we're talking about a person possesses a melchitz and he's renting it out to a goy. And the guy is doing malach in Shabbos. This is what we are talking about. And as when we'll get into the Zimin, we'll see what the Shailas are, what the Teirim are, what the Isurim are. But first, he wants to explain there are three different cases which we can discuss, which are speaking about renting out a sodeh or a melchatz to a goy, and the goy is doing malach and Shabbos.
Is there a reason why we're starting? I mean, we're beginning the first sin is you know, to learn about Kavod Shabbos. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then we're moving what would seem to be a little hard to understand. This would be sort of the next logical sin is to discuss how it's possible that you can logically rent property to a goy if he's going to be doing malach on Shabbos. We're not talking about Bishul, we're not talking about different ways of being the whole Shabbos. We're talking about Schira.
We're talking about Schiras, that's right. Well, these are dinim, but we have to make sure this also has to be taken care of Erev Shabbos to make sure that you don't have a guy working in your property in Shabbos. These are things he's going to say to what one should do Erev Shabbos. He has to. Then he's going to pass by Shabbos and the guy is there and he has to take care of this Erev Shabbos. These are for the things that have to be taken care of Erev Shabbos. Echad hu arisus. Now, there's one type of schiros that's called arisus. Now, what does that mean? She soicha le'eni Yehudi. He's hiring a guy. Sheyase hamaloche besada ibemechot. He has a field, and the guy is going to work in the field or in the mechot. Vahalvochim oy haperes yachleiku. And the agreement is, the guy is working, and the profits that will come out from his work, they will be divided. And just let's give a hakdome. This there's a moiridike lomdis in this. That means, let's say, if the guy is working in the field, I have a field, I rented out the field to the guy, and the guy, we made up that a third of the peiris that grow on the field, I'll take two thirds. Now, all the work that the guy is doing, there's a lundis, there's a svar of adata dinafshe. That means, the more he works, the harder he works, the more profit there will be, and he'll get more profit. So even though the yid will also get more profit, that is irrelevant. That is a chiddush of a risos, that since I can attribute that what the guy is working in Shabbos is for himself, and it is for himself because he's gaining from the work. So memela, this is mutter. If a guy is working a daita de nafshe, meikar, then this is mutter. This is called arisus.
That's only by Rhesus?
Well, there's other cases also. There'll be other cases also indicted in Abishai. But this is the case of Rhesus. That's one type of schiris. Hasheni hu schiris, I rented out this field to the goy. Sheni Yehudi noitel kol harvachim ayaperis v'noisen liYisrael avul sodeyu u'mechotzei dvarkotzev l'chol shona. There's a second case. He's paying rent and he gets all the profits, which is zikher adaita d'nafsh. It means he's mamish working for himself. This is cool. Theoretically, this is glat kosher. That means he rented a field. He's working on the field. He's working for himself. The yid gets nothing from the work that is done on Shabbos. So that's the second case of schirus. Hashnei chilukim elu mutorim besode legamri. By a field, this is mutter. There's no shaila. Ubemelchitz rak midine. By a melchitz, this is only mutter meikeradin, but lamaisa it's also, and let's just jump the gun to say why. Because bizman chazal, there was no such concept of arises or schiris by a melchitz. That means a goy never rented a melchitz to get a chelik in the profits. It wasn't worthwhile. That wasn't the minik ha'olam. So by fields it was like that. That a goy rented the field and he got a chelik in the profits. That was relevant. It was such a anhoge. By a melchitz there was no such thing. And we'll see later in Siv Beis, if you have a place that it's differently, so the halach is different. But here we're speaking about, in Siv Aleph, we're speaking about, in this mokim, there was, that wasn't the minute, no one did such a thing. So when I see a guy working in Shabbos, in my melchitz, he's working in the melchitz, so what flashes into a person's mind, so he starts with the process of elimination. He didn't rent the melchitz because the minig was not to rent the melchitz. Bizman Chazal, he didn't rent the melchitz. Is that an oris in the melchitz? Because no one is an oris in the melchitz. That's not normal. So why is he working in my melchitz? What's pshat is? So in the process of elimination, I hired him to work. So, and that is also that's a mirilakum. That's I'm not allowed to tell a guy to work for me on Shabbos. And that's the chashash of Maris Ayin, that people will normally picture that this is what is occurring, and therefore Chazal asked Bemelchitz, they answer, that's what it means to say. Me'ikar adin, it is mutter. There's no problem over here. There's a lumdis of adaita dinavshe. But it's also altsmarasayin. Ubemelchitz rak midina, it's also. Why is it mutter midina? Then yudi adaita dinavshe of it. That's for sure. Then the yudi is working adaita dinavshe. Whatever he's doing for himself. Because a person who passes by my melchitz and they see the smoke coming out of the chimney on Shabbos, and people are coming in, the goy coming into the melchitz, so they'll say that I hired the goy. It's my melchitz. And they'll be choshed. People will say that he told the guy to work for him, and that's an isa. The rabbanon of Shavuos, we'll see later, and they'll be choishet him. So because of this, they asa. And we see a moiradik a chiddush, just to appreciate the chiddush. This is an issa maris ayin ana the rabbono. Aval pikein. It's one should not make this.
So it would get watered down.
What?
You would think it would get watered down maris ayin ana
the rabbono. That's right. It's so we see not like that. What?
It's a chal issa, which we don't usually do.
No, that's not called. This isn't called issa chal issa. This is issa of marisayin ana darabona. It doesn't have to do issa chal issa. But this is issa marisayin va'aval pikein. They assert.
This is dafka if he's been doing this in America. It's only for Shabbos.
No, he's doing it a whole week and Shabbos also. Bavlo is a shayla of Schar Shabbos, which is another shayla, which we will speak about.
How could it be a Miralatma if a person knows that he's doing it the whole week?
So what if he's doing it? Oh, he's doing it for me. If I told this guy, I'm hiring him for a month. So I'm telling him to work on Shabbos. So there's no heter of avlo. And the mir la'akim, there's no heter of avlo. No, the heter of avlo is only by schar Shabbos. We'll see later. There's two things: there's a mir la'akim and schar Shabbos. And
this merchats only are other businesses.
What?
Merchats only are
a merchats is a moshul that no one made someone an oris or he rented it. A melchitz is a marshal of something that if I see a guy working there, I have to assume that I told him to work for me. That means if there's another cheshbon that can be assumed, that he rented it from me, he's working for himself. If there is such a normal procedure that people do like that, so then it would be mutter. But here we're talking about a melchitz bisman chazal was something normally was not rented out. Normally was not rented out. So memele, it's my melchitz. It's my melchitz, and he's working in my melchitz. So people say that there's a subject. I hired him to work for me. So that's the marisayim. We'll see later if there'll be pesumim. I'll put in the newspaper, Rabbeisai, even though it says Yankel's Melchitz, but you should know it was rented out to the guy, and he was rented it out. He put it in the media ready for. So then there's Mekilim already. Then everyone knows that that's rented. But this man, but without any pesum, the normal procedure was that no one rents a melchitz, that wasn't known as an oris on a melchitz. So of the process of elimination, this is what a person will think, and then this marasayin, so that's what Chazal asa. That's arisus. Arisus means he's getting a chelik of the prophets, and schiris means he rented it. Completely paid me, he's getting the complete profits. But since Bizman Chazal, no one ever rented a melchitz that wasn't a shchir tekezach, so no one will think of this, so they'll think it's Yankel's melchitz, and he hired this guy to work for him. Fine. That's two tziyurim. Avol achaluke hashlishis dohu kablonis. There's a third chalukah of kablonis. Kablonis is, that means I'm hiring this person that he has to do a certain job. But not a schir yoyim. A schir yoyim means that, a schir yoyim means he has to work today. So, a schir yoyim is zicha also, if I hire him for Shabbos, he's working for me on Shabbos. Now let's jump the gun. Let's say the difference between a field and a melchitz. I'll hire a kablin by a field. That means I'm hiring a kablin by a field. I'm telling him, you have to make sure that the crops will grow. Which means that you have to plow the field, you have to plant, you have to do, you have to irrigate, you have all the things you have to do. When do you have to do it? That's you, they, whatever you want to do it. I'm not. You can do everything on Sunday and Monday. I'm not telling you when to do it. But just make sure that the field is plowed and irrigated, etc. Fine. This guy wants to do it on Shabbos. He wants to do it on Shabbos. So there's a svara of Adaita Dinafshe. I mean, it didn't have to be done on Shabbos. He could have done it. He could have done it on Friday. He wants to do it on Shabbos. So there, meikar hadin by a field. This is mutar because he's being hired. He has to do something for me. He has to. Things have to be done. When it has to be done, that's up to him. He can do it whenever he wants. If he chooses to do it on Shabbos. Make out in this mutter. This is vital. Adaita the nafshe. He wasn't told to do it on Shabbos. He decided to do it on Shabbos. He wants to do it on Shabbos. That's by a field. By a melchitz is like this. What am I hiring for? I'm telling him, whenever there's a customer that wants to come into the melchitz, you make sure the water is hot. And that's by a melchitz. So then, by a melchitz, you can't have a daita de nafshe. He's doing it. The customer naps on Shabbos. That's his job. He has to go and warm up the melchitz on Shabbos. So by a melchitz, it's also meikar adin. There's no heter. Forget about maris hayim. A melchitz, this third chiluk of kablonis. There's a difference between a soda and a melchitz. Now let's just see the mishnebura. Abul achluka hashlishis tohu kablonis. That means the prophets the Yid gets. Rak she Yisrael noisin lein Yehudi dover kotzuv lechol shona. He pays them by the year. That means the lechol shona abu pulosoi. Zeu vaday also midina b'melchitz. By a melchitz this will be also. Because pulosoi means the heavy hein Yehudi shluchah shal Yisrael. That means you have, there's a certain job you have to do. When someone wants to use the melchitz, you have to make sure that the melchitz is available. V'Yisrael nenu mimlecha mimlocha b'Shabbos. That means you are working in Shabbos, and I have a no from this melocha. By a field, it doesn't matter to me if you're gonna plow the field Thursday Shabbos. I have nothing from this. So memela, so that's called a daita dinafshe. But here your kablonis is that pekert that whenever there'll be a need for the melchitz to be used, you have to be around. Dim lo yase yemecha yavsted a Yisrael reva chayseyoy. But okay. Now we said there's three oifanim. There's a risus that he gets a chelik of the prophet. There is schirus that he hired the whole area, the whole thing, and the practice completely is, and then there's kablonis. Now, v'alkein, iminek roiv anshei hamokim lahaskilo. If the minik hamokim is, I rent out my field. That is the minik. I rent out my field, and they go, and I rent out my melchitz, and people work with it. That is the minik. If the minig would be by a melchitz also like that, if the minig would be by a melchitz, that people rent out the melchitz. See, hi, this is Yankel's melchitz. This guy rented the melchitz for a year, and now it's the guy's melchitz, and he paid me rent and finish, and he's working a daita dinafshe. Chozalis a melchitz kisod. So then a melchitz is like a field. Hashnei chilukim rishonim mutar. That means if the minig is to rent out a melchitz, so if I rented it to him, it's mutar. People will never think I did an avla. If he became an oris, it's also mutar, because people think I rented it to him. Vachilukim hashlishis also, but by a melchitz to be a kavlan, So there it means mitzat kablunusoy, whenever someone comes to want to use the melchitz, as his kablonus, he has to be there. That's awesome. B'chol het eschiris dekan, haynu shuhu maskiroi derech avlo im yemois achet. Now let's talk about the het eschiris. There's a het eschiris that I rented out my field, my melchitz, to a goy. He's paying me rent for a year. Now I'm getting profit for the whole year. Now this goes into a shayla of schar Shabbos. This is a new thing. There's an Indian of schar Shabbos of I'm getting revochim from my field. That means I rented out the field and then it's rented for Shabbos also, and I'm getting revochim from this. So this is called schar Shabbos, which lahalocha is as follows. If it's bahavlo, that means if the renting was for a week, for a month, for a year, so when he's paying me rent, he's paying me for Shabbos also. That's true. He's paying me for Shabbos. But it's bahavlo. He's not paying me only for Shabbos. He's paying me for the whole week, so if he pays, so then this the bahavlo is mutter. Avol yoyim haShabbos luchud. But what if I'll rent out my field only for Shabbos? So then it's also afilu besode v'gam nispasam. Afilu, everyone knows I rented out this field for Shabbos. But if it's rented out for Shabbos, so then there's a problem of schar Shabbos. Like he brings down here a shayla. Let's talk about a practical shayla. If a person has a machine, a candy machine that you buy candies on Shabbos, whatever it is, it has, and it's in Harlem. That means a yid won't use it. Only goyim are going to use it. So this goes into a shayla of schar Shabbos. That means if the machine is working Shabbos, I'm getting schiris. She brings a machlekes between Rav Shmuel Vosner and I think Rav Yashin. One asses and one is matter, because here really he's paying for the commodity that's being sold. That's not called schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos means like he's using my field and he's paying me rent. So that's called, I'm getting schiris for the Shabbos. If the commodity costs money and he's paying for the commodity, so it could be this is different. But this is a new nekude of schar Shabbos, which also has to be dealt with. So he says, the whole heter, the whole heter that we are speaking about, what we're speaking about, that there is, if it's mefusim, that it was niskar to a goy, and there's no problem of marisayim, people will not think he hired the goy. People know that this mokim, this melchis, was rented to the goy. So he says, so that's only mutter if it's rented for a week. So he's getting the schar Shabbos b'havlo. But if he has a melchitz, and the whole week he uses it himself, Shabbos, there's a sign and there's a pinsim, it's rented out to Shabbos for to this goy. So even though als maris ayin, there's no problem whatsoever, because the goy rented it, and the malachas he's doing is adaita d'nav shikovit. But there's a problem of schar Shabbos. He's getting profits for Shabbos. Avol yoyim Shabbos luchud osa afilu besode v'gam nisparsem v'zehu ikrei hadinim shebesimin zeh b'ktzor.